Good morning.
It's 7:50 a.m. on Wednesday, December the 17th, 2017. Yeah, 7:50. I'm up before 8 o'clock. I had to take the kid to work. It's 40. I'm dressed for 30, but mind being a little overdressed here. Oh, I was up too late writing last night, which is probably gonna alarm everyone. Oh my goodness, you were up too late. But I was writing. Oh, so close to the end of this book. I need to get this thing back into port here. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't have a whole lot to talk about. I watched the election stuff last night. And it was interesting to watch, but it was also, in a certain sense, troubling. There are such schisms. Country, rural versus urban, suburban. Age. Race. Motorized pedestrian. It's a lot of cars this morning, holy cow. I suppose it's almost 8 o'clock. Looking at the geese flying in a V always makes me think of a dad joke. My father used to sell this joke, which is why it makes it literally a dad joke. And the usual setup was, you know, when geese are flying in a V, one of the legs of the V's is always longer. It's always longer. You know why? It's like, you know, you can think of all the behavioral things, think of all the aerodynamic issues. You think of, you know, well, the lead goose has a dominant wing, so the eddies are stronger on one side, which attracts more geese to that side. No. The answer is more geese. That's longer because there are more geese. It's on its surface, it's kind of a fun little joke, but it is definitely a dad joke. So I can't look at geese without thinking of my father. Beautiful morning, I have to say. It's just the tiniest sliver of a moon. If I didn't know where to look, I might not be able to see it. There's a lot of high, thin, wispy clouds this morning. The sky behind them is beautiful blue. But it's the same color as the moon. A kind of gray-white color. Against the blue skies. It's quite lovely. Sun is up pretty well. It's 8 o'clock coming up on. Sun's been up for about, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour. I don't know when sunrise actually was. I could look it up, but quite frankly, I just can't be bothered. Okay, there's a lot of work. The gap between sidewalk and fences around here is it varies. Mine's got grass, which I have to mow. Well, a lot of people put in crushed stone or a river rock, but that means periodically they have to go through and dig it all out. And lay down fresh moisture blocks so that it keeps the weeds down. Weed guard, as it were. And then lay down some fresh dirt, just a little thin layer of fresh dirt so that the stone has something to settle on. And then bucket after bucket after bucket of fresh stone. And they oh dear. Somebody ran a little wide on this corner. Took out the sign. And when I walked past that cul-de-sac, they dug up about 300 feet. That was probably more like 150 feet or something, but it was quite a long patch of dirt and a big dump truck full of sand, not sand, loam, and another dump truck full of river rock waiting. I hope they got a bobcat or something that can come in and do that for him, because otherwise that's going to be a nightmare. Coming up on the monk post, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. School bus up here, wait. His yellow flashers on. He doesn't have a stop sign on, but his door's not open, so he's not. Kids should probably be en route. They should have been at the sidewalk. Lots of contrails up there this morning. East-west. There's a kid. Sorry, dude. Came up on, well, it's halfway across the street. Sound of a school bus. I wonder what it is about this point in the walk where I so frequently shut down, I so frequently stop talking. I get lost in my own thinking. Lost in... My brain gets ahead of my mouth and I can't seem to get caught up. It's the opposite of being in the moment. But the other side of it is that it's part of the purpose of the walk is to give myself a chance to think about stuff. Small stuff, V of geese flying over. Well organized, so they're not talking to each other. They only honk when they're trying to coordinate, I think. When this flocks of them that haven't organized into V's, they tend to squawk more. It's much more interesting to listen to. I don't know what it is about geese. I think part of it was we didn't see that many geese when we were growing up. And quite frequently we'd see geese, Canadian geese, flying with brant. Brant. That's a kind of a goose. I used to think they were snow geese, but they're not. They're snow geese didn't usually come down that far to coastal Maine. The Canadas did, the brant did. Breeze blowing here this morning. This flag is flying full out. I've been looking at a star ornament that's on the side of a garage here for the last couple weeks. And it's like, oh, I wonder, is that really hanging, or is that sort of on some sort of standoff post? Because it was always so still. It's quite lovely. The wind is coming in exactly the right direction because it's shaking that star around a little bit, which, yeah, it's just hanging there. Ah. I'm going to go get the kid at 4 o'clock. I meant to set an alarm and forgot. I don't want to do it now because then I'll lose it. Oi. Oi. I think clouds are beginning to burn off. There's blue sky up above my head now. Still a lot of east-west contrails. It's amazing. I don't usually see that many. I don't know if it's a function of the atmosphere conditions or just I'm somewhat oblivious to it. I saw one last night coming from the west. Come from the northwest. It might have been coming out of Seattle. It was going someplace other than Denver, I can tell you that, because it was way up there. But it was just at sunset, and the contrail was, it wasn't exactly fiery red, but it wasn't pink either. It was just a sort of red line in the sky with a little glowing silver-white dot at the front. It was quite striking. I probably should have taken a picture of it. The problem is that those kind of pictures don't show color very well. They show light intensity, and that tends to wash the colors out. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.